One thing we can say in general is that if a medical oncologist is evaluating a patient with negative nodes, if they have less than 12 nodes, they're likely to get chemo. And if they have more than 12 nodes, they're likely not to get chemo. That's just a patterns of care thing we've been able to document. Is that kind of your take?
Well, it's my take, but I have major concerns about that. I mean, should chemotherapy be used to salvage bad surgery or bad pathology staging? And the Italian group did a study demonstrating that, in fact, patients with less than 7 lymph nodes had a worse prognosis with stage 2 disease and, in fact, recommended giving chemotherapy to patients with less than 7 negative lymph nodes. I think that chemotherapy is potentially toxic, is expensive, and should be used selectively. And why should chemotherapy be used to salvage bad surgery? Why should chemotherapy be used for patients with 11 lymph nodes and not for patients with 12 lymph nodes? So I think that the word has to get out, because most patients that have an adequate operation with good staging, and when I say good staging, I mean the pathologist has done a very thorough job at excluding nodal metastasis, may not necessarily need to get chemotherapy. Most of the stage 2 patients are in the hands of the surgeon, and so the surgeon can really have a significant influence on the patient as to whether they should get chemotherapy or not. And I think, you know, part of this education process should be to educate the surgeon as to what constitutes a high-risk stage 2, because there are many different things that could be looked at. And, you know, perhaps we can go into that. Lymph node status is still the most important prognostic factor and stands out in every study. But I think that the primary tumor itself, the degree of differentiation, venous invasion, lymphatic invasion, satellitosis, in addition to the whole field that we're now very much involved in, which is that of molecular profiling, certain molecular markers, 18q deletion, microsatellite instability, thymidylate synthase, we can go on and on. I think we're still trying to figure out, at least in the primary tumor, what constitutes a bad prognostic factor. I predict that 10 years from now, we'll have a list of prognostic factors in the primary tumor, even in the setting of negative lymph nodes, that will perhaps help both the surgeon and the medical oncologist advise the patient as to whether they should get chemotherapy. And there's a large ongoing prospective phase 3 trial looking at some of the molecular determinants in the primary tumor. But I think that the verdict is not out. Certainly, we're probably 10 years behind breast cancer, where we get a list of determinants in the primary tumor that certainly is of assistance to both the medical and the surgical oncologist.